Assalamualaikum dan salam sejahtera. Anda sedang menonton rakaman khas Agenda Wani. Ini bukan studio Wani yang anda biasa tonton untuk Astro Wani dan Agenda Wani. Kerana anda tahu, setiap kali saya keluar studio, maknanya saya mengejar cerita-cerita yang hebat. Dan cerita kali ini, saya terpaksa terbang ke Borneo untuk berada di satu tempat yang begitu istimewa. Dan malam ini malam istimewa mereka, sebab itu saya berpakaian begini. Kerana mereka juga berbesar hati untuk menjadikan saya tetamu. Jadi, ini adalah malam gala ulang tahun ke-10 Pusat Convention Borneo di Kuching, Sarawak ataupun nama manjanya BCCK. Dan dalam konteks itu, saya berbesar hati kerana saya ada orang hebat BCCK, pemimpin hebat mereka, pengarah eksekutif, Executive Director, Tan Sri Wilson Bayar Dandot. Terima kasih banyak meluangkan masa. I want to give you a chance, Tan Sri, to start by telling us, even though it's only been 10 years, in business 10 years might not be that long to create a long-lasting legacy, tetapi BCCK telah berjaya memberi sumbangan yang cukup bermakna kepada ke arah mana Sarawak dan juga Borneo mahu pergi.
Okey, terima kasih, saudara. Sebenarnya kita mesti mengambil kira sejarah BCCK. Today kita celebrate the 10th anniversary of its existence, of its operation. Artinya 10 years ago in 2009 and before, apakah adanya BCCK yang menjalankan tugas, fungsi dan yang di mana kita memang sudah tahu now we are operational? Tidak dan belum. The convention only operated in 2009 and now in 2019 it's 10 years old. But there is key historical factors. I have to say that before that, memang the business of business events, business convention and so on and so forth, memang sudah mulai datang ke Sarawak. And there were many agencies doing it. And of course, one have to take into account the contribution of the smaller five-star hotels and so on and so forth. Yeah. Akan tetapi, when we start growing, space capacity was not there. During the last 10 years, we had been operational. Notwithstanding the fact that there are views and perceptions that Sarawak is off the beaten track, or rather isolated at that, I think that's not quite the fact. Since we operated the last 10 years, BCCK actually has excelled, has surprised most people. And we have shown and proven that there is the performance and so forth. We are there with the rest of the convention centers in this region. Mm-hmm. In fact, we are known as well as others are known. Okay. In today's world of digital era, one click on the mouse, everybody knows us. Okay. But the most satisfying things would be during the last 10 years, we have been able to participate, to show, to put forward ourselves in the limelight, to and most important, we have been able to contribute to play our role as host, to provide the best service, the Borneo way, the Sarawak way, to the world. But I think it is also relevant to point out that unlike the big cities, convention centers, those in Kuala Lumpur, KLCC, in Singapore, Jakarta, Manila, you know, a long time ago, they have convention centers, and in Bangkok, for that matter. Sarawak is not necessarily like Kuala Lumpur. Some call it second tier, but no, it's not second tier. Mm-hmm. Actually, we are there, somehow or other, we are able to present ourselves, put forward our position, that we can do it and deliver it. But we know our limitation because we have space as a capacity, 5,000 capacity in terms of seats and numbers. Obviously, we are not going to be able to accommodate things beyond 5,000, that means 10,000 and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And to me personally, I think that's going to be the real challenge that we're going to challenge, or the opportunity rather, that we should take advantage of, given the experience the accumulated wealth of specialization that the staff has taken it has gathered over these years and harnessed these resources, we are now ready to actually move forward into that direction. And this 10th year anniversary celebration is actually testimony, time to reflect. What have we done?
Correct.
What have we not done? But certainly, what have we learned? And are we ready to move forward? And the answer is yes.
Actually, the business itself, business event, is trillions of US dollars.
Yes. And
statistics don't lie, as people say. And, you know, 1,800 events, over 2.4 million delegates and visitors, that's punching above its weight to a lot of people for Kuching, for BCCK. And one of the main icon of business event on Borneo Island itself. KK is only just starting to have their own, their very own, with this purpose built. Of course, Brunei, but you know, we hear more of Kuching than Brunei on that respect. So there were even business event which is world-class that chose to be first in Kuching for Malaysia rather than KLCC Convention Center or anywhere else. So what do you think has been the quality, if you can't sit 10,000, but you can offer services and uniqueness that makes people see, yes, I have to take one extra flight to go to Kuching, let's say from KLIA, but I'm going to make that flight because of the uniqueness offered by BCCK and Kuching?
This is a good question to ask, and I think there are many factors that have to be that we can put forward to explain why Kuching, the BCCK has made it into the radar screen of the convention community. I think a key factor here is actually the uniqueness of the place, the different menu in terms of tourism sites, tourism experience that others may have had it before, but when they come to Kuching, to Sarawak, suddenly the menu tastes different.
Okay.
Suddenly the menu tastes exotic. Suddenly the menu, I'm speaking metaphorically, I'm not talking about food, but the way the Kuching presents it, the experience presented, is something. We do have this wow factor. One or two of the attractive reasons is because, number one, of course, when the service is provided, we have the Sarawak, the Borneo experience. But two, related to the convention center itself, the exotic tourism products that actually are there, though not yet fully exported. For example, we have the rainforest.
Okay.
And of course, now it has turned into a rainforest music. Yes. But there are also other rainforest experience. Number two is the big caves in Mulu.
Okay.
It may not be in Kuching, mm-hmm. but it's a sight to behold if you go there.
Yes.
Just an example of it, notwithstanding all the sites or the caves are there. There's one cave called Sarawak Cave that can actually accommodate 30 plus planes, Boeing 737, if they were to park wing to wing. I mean, that's kind of exotic in terms of experience. The next one is biodiversity. We talk about biodiversity, sometimes people associate it with agro-based industries. But when you talk about biodiversity in Sarawak, we are actually located in one of the world's hot spots of the world in terms of biodiversity. Yeah. Hundreds of thousands of plant species, flora and fauna. Yeah. Just even coming to Kuching and going to attend conventions, conferences, seminars at BCCK, being in case we host it, we'll also provide opportunities for people to explore what biodiversity is all about.
Okay.
It's playing with nature, it's the green, you know. And we have Heart of Borneo that's associated with biodiversity. We are just beginning. But these are one, two or three of the items that actually makes it. And of course, there are the Sarawak history, I call it even exotic because you don't have a white man becoming your Raja once upon a time. But we did more for about 100 years. So we need to explore this kind of thing. And the people are multiracial, multi-ethnic, multilingual. And yet we are living harmoniously. How is that possible? You come to Kuching, the city, you see a blend of history, of the old heritage and the new. But I think most exotic, most interesting in my view is we have been able not to destroy the historical city center.
Okay.
Tall buildings are placed, built outside the city.
Yeah.
But in the city center, you still can imagine you were living that hundreds era in the 1920s, 1900, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
It's real. That's and the waterfront. I recall in my younger days, when that was the main line of communication, there were hundreds of boats, yachts, schooners. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I see British Navy frigates were there in the 1960s. Of course, today all this riverfront is empty because we have good roads to provide alternative way of moving. But that, to me, these are exotic things.
Okay.
These are something new, a different experience. Possibly when you go back, you feel that, I wish, I don't know why I haven't been here.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Singapore, it's cities around the world, tall stories. I see Kuala Lumpur.
Okay.
This is an experience, the real experience.
Saya tidak berada di Bukit Kuangan dan saya sentiasa gembira berada di sini, di Kuching, di BCCK. Dan saya masih bersama dengan orang hebat, Tan Sri masih bersama dengan saya. Tan Sri, you have a lot of wisdom. I just want to track it a bit more to project for the future. Tan Sri, di mana juga portfolio yang Tan Sri pegang sejak dulu sampai sekarang, Tan Sri sentiasa bercakap tentang melakukannya berbeza, doing things different, buat inovasi, fikir masa depan. Jadi saya nak minta Tan Sri gunakan semua itu hanya untuk BCCK, business event dan juga ekonomi digital. Kerana Sarawak adalah negeri pertama di Malaysia yang mengumumkan polisi ekonomi digital dan tentunya 10 tahun ke depan, Fourth Industrial Revolution, IoT, 5G, semuanya tentunya BCCK berada di tengah-tengah arus itu.
Ya, yeah. I take note of the fact that you ask a question which is looking into the future of BCCK up to 2029. That means 10 years from now, even our age, actually, if we are 60 today, you'll be 70.
Yep.
Later, if you're 70, you become 80. That's the future. That's 10 years. That's manusia. Which leads me to this famous remark. Satu hari kita berpisah, satu hari umur kita, usia kita bertambah. But of course, when we talk about institutions like BCCK, satu tahun kita berada sekarang sedang menjalankan tugas melaksanakan program dan aktiviti sebagainya. Dan apabila kita lihat pada masa yang akan datang, iaitu 10 tahun dari sekarang, artinya apakah perubahan kalau ada ataupun apakah kita masih ada dalam hal ini. But of course, I take the positive view that we'll be there. Where will we be? Physically, unless otherwise, we will remain here. Physically. But we will be doing a lot of activities, the existing activities, new activities. But knowing that the future in this business, particularly in the convention, exhibition, and business enterprise is concerned, you're going to see expansion. Earlier on, you said this industry is going to be in the trillions. So the trillion it is. And as far as we're concerned, BCCK, we should be moving forward to participate and get a share of that expansion in the business world, particularly in this sector of the economy. By then, I would imagine the structure of the Sarawak state economy and the role played by it will be mostly in the service sector.
Yeah.
In the, we are talking about the quaternary and quinary world, okay. Not just the primary, secondary, mm-hmm. and tertiary sectors that we know. We're okay. going to be very much in the quaternary and the quinary world. Quaternary, okay. of course, is all this IT, ICT, mm-hmm. and so on. Mm-hmm. But quinary is going to be beyond IT, digital, and so on and so forth. We're going to look at the creative industry, the innovative okay. industry, okay. the world of promotion, the world of mm-hmm. innovation, etc., mm-hmm. etc. I think when we, 10 years from now, and if we plan it correctly, if we take full advantage of it, and with the support of government, 5,000 capacity in terms of seats will not be sufficient.
Yes.
I dare to say, possibly the government, the authorities will look beyond the present. Mm-hmm. And let's say we are at 10,000 capacity, additional to this five. Where will we move? I think there will be, I would say that there are going to be new activities.
Okay.
New activities, particularly, you can talk about the music world. This is gigs. This is the quinary sector, this okay. creativity. We would also be seeing customs and traditions, sports, indoor sports. Mm-hmm. We will be seeing other activities indoors that, you know, that will arise over okay. time. I think the answer to my answer to the question is, of course, the authorities, the builders, the owners of this mm-hmm. institution, we have their own views of how the institution will grow.
Okay.
I'm only putting forward the possibilities, the mm-hmm. ifs, when things happen, the scenarios,
okay.
you know.
Okay.
And then we can create scenarios here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about building scenarios. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing music, the arts, mm-hmm. the creativity thing, you know. There's so many.
Correct.
We don't see it here, but in other parts of the world, things are happening. In fact, I'm just thinking, you know, I just came from a conference in Bangkok recently. Okay. And we were exposed to what other people were doing. China is building big convention centers in Shanghai, in Shenzhen, in Chengdu. Mm-hmm. And they were, each one of them were there to present what they have. I dare say that some of their institutions that's already been built, already in place, will be 100, 200 times bigger than our size. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about 100,000
capacity.
Can they do it? Of course they can, because they're already there mm-hmm. and they have a huge, huge population. But beyond that, I think they clearly see the business. There is a lot of business. Mm-hmm. It involves the young people, not the old people.
Correct.
And these young people mm-hmm. today, and with IT and digital, they're very, very creative.
Yes.
I can't quite comment what next
Understood.
In terms
Understood.
Of that. But that's how I see
yeah.
it. And we must, 10 years from now, we must be there.
I just want to expand that point a bit, Tan Sri, nak kembangkan sikit. Tan Sri, di mana juga Tan Sri berada, pembangunan ekonomi negeri ke, kepelbagaian bio atau biodiversity ke? You have never shied away from looking at technology and seeing how it reap the rewards for everyone, for the grassroots. If I apply that here, kalau saya tengok kepada BCCK, tentunya perancangan komunikasi yang lebih canggih. It's about audio, it's about video, it's about visualization. Even now as we're talking, I could already feel what's inside the hall because saya dengar alunan sapi yang cukup menggetar jiwa setiap kali saya datang. But let's say if 5 years from now, I'm a participant of a good business event in BCCK, tetapi saya boleh nampak rasa seolah-olah saya berada dalam gua di Mulu, I could almost taste the freshness of, as I like to call it, the sashimi of Sarawak, umai di muka. Dan saya boleh rasa nyamannya berada di puncak gunung di Barrio. All that with virtual reality, augmented reality. And young people, they dig this. That's why they always on their small screen, the mobile screen. Jadi bagaimana Tan Sri melihatnya? Kerana Tan Sri, saya lihat sejarah Tan Sri tidak pernah lari daripada melihat bagaimana aplikasi teknologi itu menguntungkan.
I'm absolutely sold on that because I think, not I think, but I believe that it is technology that is going to drive us in the future. But it's not the current technology. I mean, we are always going to talk about the state of the art technology.
Correct.
And in that respect, BCCK is a convention center. It's a, to be competitive, to be liked, so that we be well respected, must. And I do believe that we have to invest a bit, spend a bit on improving the facilities that we have, the amenities we have. But of course, we talk about resources, affordability, and so on and so forth. Notwithstanding that, I think it would be in the priority of things that we have to focus, give due emphasis on the importance of this technology. Because at the end of the day, when visitors, when conventioners, exhibitors come here, the first thing, before they come here, they will ask what do you have in terms of technology. Because if we don't have, somebody else, another venue will have it.
But no.
And if we if they have it, there goes it. There goes the business out. But if they ask us and we say, yes, we have, and they ask that, yes, we have, then they will believe us. Because the experience that we give to them is one. But the need to also ensure the state of the art technology is at par with or in line with
terjamin.
The rest of the world must be taken care of.
Tan Sri,
that's how I see it.
I could never do justice to you and BCCK in a half an hour show. A few minutes left. Jadi saya nak pilih soalan terakhir saya dan saya nak dedikasikan soalan ini kepada semua yang berada di Akar Umbi, terutama di Sarawak. Kerana saya pernah melihat sendiri orang putih hebat yang mengetuai BCCK ni, dia pernah tunjukkan suatu catatan pelanggan yang berpuas hati yang datang ke BCCK dan tunjukkan dan semua kata-kata tu semuanya ditandakan bagus-bagus 10-10-10 dan komennya itu adalah tentang keramahan, kemesraan orang yang mereka berinteraksi. Jadi tolonglah tutupkan diskusi kita sempena gala ulang tahun ke-10 BCCK ini. Aset yang terbaik untuk di mana juga termasuk di BCCK adalah kehebatan, kepelbagaian, kemesraan, kebijaksanaan dan keluhuran hati dan perkhidmatan yang diberikan oleh warga kerjanya. And in Sarawak, you have that plenty.
Thank you. That's a very relevant comment as well as question at the same time. I put it this way. We can have this convention center. We have the most modern, latest state-of-the-art technology. Everything is there. But then we also need people, manpower, skilled people, hardworking people to run the show. Yeah. That's the first thing we got to ensure. Yeah. And thank God today, actually, BCCK is the requisite. But it's also about the people, the staff who serve the clients, the people who come to use our facilities. There is no doubt about it. We have it already in terms of their DNA of Sarawakians.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of being the word keramahan, murah hati. They're very pleasant.
Yeah.
They're bukan iri hati, you know. They just love to do the job. They have the passion to do it. And they are proud to express who they are. I know it's a cliche. They come say, someone say, I'm this race, that race, if you ask.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, in oneness, in togetherness, I think I would say that the Sarawakian people and certainly our workers in BCCK are having that character. That character that is really very Sarawakian at heart, but it's not parochial. I don't, by saying that, I'm not saying we are parochial, no.
Understood.
I think we're just proud to be associated with that country.
You are just like the rainforest around you. You are welcoming, embracing and nurturing at the same time.
Absolutely.
Terima kasih banyak, Tan Sri. I couldn't have said it better what you have said. Terima kasih banyak kepada BCCK yang membolehkan rakaman istimewa Agenda Awani ini sempena gala ulang tahun ke-10 BCCK. Cuma saya nak sudahkan dengan cara inilah senang. Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif BCCK bukannya orang yang kelihatan macam saya atau macam Tan Sri. Dia nampak macam orang lebih macam Brooks. Dari luar, dari orang putih. Tetapi bila dia dah menjadi ahli dan keluarga BCCK, dia bercakap tentang Sarawak tu, saya faham tentang alam sekitar, flora, fauna, kebudayaan, rumah panjang yang saya pergi di Lubuk Antu atau di Muka atau di Bario, saya boleh rasakan di sini, di BCCK di Kuching. Dan itulah kelebihan BCCK, dan ini kelebihan Sarawak, ini kelebihan Malaysia, dan kitalah yang harus meraihkannya dahulu sebelum kita buka pintu seluasnya pada warga dunia. Jumpa lagi. Terima kasih. InsyaAllah.